Our bumper December, January living in Brisbane is packed with ideas for a whole lot of festive fun and a summer to remember. From the city to the suburbs, discover twinkling lights, carol singing, unique markets and sparkling decorations as Brisbane transforms for the season. Start 2026 strong by staying cool in the pool for only $2, exploring some of our award-winning playgrounds and finding a new way to stay active. There are also tips for how to be prepared for severe weather and how to keep pesky mozzies and flies away. All this and more in the December-January edition of Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, I'm Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. It's time to beat the heat and cool off with the return of $2 summer dips. From the first day of summer to the last, residents can cool off with $2 entry fees at any of our 22 public pools across the suburbs. Since the program began, more than 1.4 million residents have made the splash, saving around $5 million while staying active and enjoying our unbeatable lifestyle. This program is all part of our plan to keep costs down while delivering more to see and do. So grab your towel, round up the crew, and head to your local pool because nothing says summer like a $2 dip.
This December, Brisbane City transforms into a Christmas wonderland with an exciting program of free and festive events. Get into the Christmas spirit with pop-up festive performances in Queen Street Mall from the 5th of December. Visit King George Square for the City Hall Light Show throughout December. The dazzling light display runs every 15 minutes from 7:30 p.m. to midnight, creating a magical atmosphere for families and friends. While you're at King George Square, don't miss Brisbane's beautiful Christmas tree. Plus, take advantage of great shopping options nearby to tick off your Christmas shopping list. Make a night of it and head to Roma Street Parkland for the Enchanted Garden, Brisbane's most anticipated light show. Visit christmasinbrisbane.com.au for the full program.
There's plenty to see and do in the suburbs to get you into the Christmas spirit. Here's just a sample. There's free festive fun for the whole family, including live entertainment and outdoor games at Christmas Fest, 3 to 6 p.m. Saturday the 13th of December at Guyot Park, St. Lucia. Bring along your picnic rugs, camping chairs and glow sticks to the Bracken Ridge Carol Spectacular, from 4 to 8 p.m. Sunday the 14th of December. From the 9th to the 19th of December, join us and have some festive fun at our three environment centres with nature journaling, wildlife experiences and games. And don't forget that Brunswick Street Mall Fortitude Valley comes alive with end-of-year celebrations, roaming acts and pop-up performances daily. For more festive events across Brisbane, visit the What's On page on Council's website.
School holiday adventures start in Brisbane with a wide range of activities for all ages and interests. City Hall comes alive with free fun. Start your school holidays with Museum of Brisbane's free Little Artists I Spy and Micro Museum sessions, or step into history with a clock tower tour. Embrace the outdoors and try something new with fishing, stand-up paddleboarding, scootering, yoga, cycling and skateboarding sessions. Search for sessions and book on Council's website. Also, there's plenty on offer for teenagers and young people under 25 too. Make your creative dreams a reality at Visible Inc. Fortitude Valley with free rehearsal spaces, a recording studio and a wide range of equipment to use.
Fancy a budget-friendly day out that will keep family and friends entertained and cool? You're in luck because our $2 summer dips are back until the 28th of February 2026. For just $2 entry per person, you can splish and splash all day at any of our 22 pools. Many of our pools offer amazing pool play equipment, including Balbowrie Pool and Musgrave Park Swimming Centre. Some also have refreshment kiosks for when it's time for a drink or snack. Our $2 summer dips is just one of the ways we're making Brisbane's lifestyle even better while keeping costs down for everyone. With so much on offer, visit our website to find the perfect pool for you. $2 summer dips, terms and conditions apply.
A sports field and clubhouse have been unveiled in the concept plan for the Southside's Pilara District Sports Park. The concept plan follows the community's feedback about the area. The plan also includes an on-site car park and bus drop-off. It's all part of our commitment to create more to see and do in the suburbs and enhance and maintain more than 2,180 parks across the city. To view the concept plan, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search Pilara District Sports Park.
We're committed to making Brisbane's lifestyle even better by delivering major parks and park upgrades. Discover the super fun playground, water play area, sandpit and basketball courts at our award-winning Archerfield Wetlands District Park. But that's only the beginning. Take the family out to explore this year's hottest upgraded parks, including Glindemann Park, Holland Park, Wynnum Wading Pool Park Playground, Turinga Playground Park, the Pickleball Court at Dash Street Capera, Makaranga Crescent Park in Castledine, Jamboree Park at Jamboree Heights, and Martindale Street Park in Chermside West. Visit Council's website and search parks to find out more, and visit your Brisbane page on our website to discover blogs for even more inspiration for days out.
We've been working on Beams Road to help ease congestion and keep Brisbane moving. It's been a big project involving some big numbers. The equivalent of 1,000 wheelie bins of concrete have been poured on the project, including the Cabbage Tree Creek culverts, stormwater pits and new footpaths. Here's a few more statistics on construction so far. 150 metres of new reinforced concrete stormwater pipes have been laid, 8 power poles have been removed and replaced with new ones, 2 gas utilities upgrades have been completed, including 225 metres of new gas pipeline, 390 metres of new communication conduits and cables have been installed, including Telstra and NBN cabling, and finally, 115 metres of electrical conduits for lighting and intelligent communications have been installed.
Our mowing schedule ramps up in summer as we maintain more than 70,000 hectares of grass across the city during peak growing season. We usually mow parks every 2 weeks, with our more popular green spaces getting a weekly snip. Significant rainfall can disrupt our grass cutting scheduling, but our crews will be out as soon as they can to keep our parks green, safe and enjoyable for everyone.
New decking is now in place on both sides of the Story Bridge, ensuring safe access across the iconic bridge for pedestrians, cyclists and everyone on mobility devices. Works were completed ahead of schedule, with crews using a purpose-built rolling rig to lay the custom decking over the ageing footpaths. In 2026, we'll finalise the Story Bridge restoration business case, jointly funded with the Australian Government, to plan for the bridge's crucial restoration over the next 15 to 20 years.
Since December 1925, our bus fleet has shaped the way Brisbane lives, works and travels. It's grown into Queensland's largest bus network, with turn-up-and-go, high-capacity and fully electric metros, keeping Brisbane moving into the future. Visit Council's website for more on Brisbane's proud bus history.
Brisbane is one of Australia's fastest growing cities, which is both a challenge and an opportunity when it comes to our roads. We're keeping Brisbane moving with clearway reviews and road upgrades. Safety upgrades in Moorooka, Red Hill and Morningside, as well as new crossings and resurfacing works, are making travel smoother and safer. The next stage of the Beams Road upgrade is underway, and our crumbed rubber trials are paving the way for longer-lasting roads. We're also designing safety and accessibility improvements at the intersection of Archerfield Road, Azalea Street and Pine Road in Inala and Richlands, and at the intersection of Esher Street and Tui Road in Tarragindi. With year-round pothole repairs, road resurfacing and black spot upgrades, we're committed to easing congestion and making it easier for you to get where you need to be sooner and safer.
Keep friends and family safe around the pool this summer. Make sure your pool fence is secure, with no gaps along the pool fence boundary greater than 100 millimetres and no objects within 900 millimetres of the fence that can be climbed. Check the gates are self-latching and are kept closed at all times, and always supervise children in pool or spa areas.
Make good use of your green bin this summer to keep your garden jolly and thriving. Ho, 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 your weeds before they seed to stop them spreading. Fa-la-la-la lawn care. Mow regularly during the cooler parts of the day and avoid cutting the grass too low to keep your lawn lush in the heat. Tis the season for light trimming, so stick to light pruning and gentle maintenance. Heavy cuts in extreme heat can cause stress to your trees. Start 2026 on the right foot by embracing better garden waste recycling habits. New year, new bin, new routine. For more information, search Green Waste Recycling Service on brisbane.qld.gov.au.
We're always looking at ways, big and small, to improve our library services. In 2025, we started major works on a roof replacement at the heritage-listed Sandgate Library. We also completed improvements at Garden City and Mount Omni Libraries. Our libraries offer more than book borrowing. Did you know you can record your own podcast with our podcast equipment? You can also digitise your audio, visual and other media files, book meeting rooms and enjoy free Wi-Fi. Members can also access library resources and collect holds using our 24/7 library lockers. Find out more about our libraries on Council's website.
We're ready for mozzie and fly season with our spraying program underway. Are you? Everyone can follow these tips to reduce the risk of getting bitten by mosquitoes. Wear loose-fitting, light-coloured clothing with long sleeves and pants. Apply insect repellent to exposed skin and avoid mosquito-prone areas at dawn and dusk. Use mosquito coils, lanterns and insecticide devices. Ensure windows and doors are screened, remove any standing water in containers and check rainwater tank screens are intact. To reduce flies, keep outdoor areas clean, secure bin lids and promptly clean up pet food and waste. For more information, search invasive plants and animals on our website.
Storm season can be unpredictable. A fine sunny day can turn into a heavy, thundering sky within minutes. Sign up for our Brisbane Severe Weather Alert Service to hear if your nominated address is at risk of severe thunderstorms, destructive winds, or potential flooding. We'll automatically share updates, including forecasts from the Bureau of Meteorology. You can register as many Brisbane addresses as you like to receive alerts for your workplace, school, friends and family. Visit Council's website to learn more about our Brisbane Severe Weather Alert Service and how to register.
Having an emergency kit ready can offer peace of mind when severe weather strikes. Your emergency kit should have what your household needs, including items for babies, pets or people with disabilities. Items to pack include an emergency plan, cash and important documents, a torch and portable battery-operated radio with spare batteries, chargers for mobile devices, first aid kit with essential medications and copies of prescriptions, drinking water and non-perishable food, a minimum of 3 days' supply, sealable waterproof bags and waterproof gloves, manual can opener, pliers and a utility knife. For more information, search Be Prepared on brisbane.qld.gov.au.
Here's a list of phone numbers to keep in mind for any emergencies this holiday season. Call 000 for police, fire or ambulance services in any life-threatening situation. You can contact Council's 24/7 contact centre on 3403 8888. For storm and flood assistance, contact the State Emergency Services on 132 500. For the Translating and Interpreting Service, call 131 450. For non-urgent medical help, contact Queensland Health on 13 Health or 13 43 25 84. To report fallen power lines or shocks, contact the Energex emergency number on 13 19 62. Remember to always call 000 first for life-threatening emergencies. For power outages, contact Energex on 13 62 62. For water outages, emergencies and faults, contact Urban Utilities on 13 23 64. To report a road hazard or incident, call QLD Traffic on 13 19 40. For information about public transport, contact TransLink on 13 12 30. For information about disaster recovery funds and connections to social support services, call the Community Recovery Hotline on 1800 173 349.
Experience the joy of reading and win prizes in our Summer Reading Challenge. Readers of all ages can register on our website. Just pick up your Summer Reading Challenge card from your local library. Earn points by completing weekly challenges, tracking your reading, attending library events, and borrowing items. Every point is worth one entry into the weekly prize draw, and there are seven $50 book vouchers to be won each week. Once you have completed the challenge, visit the library to collect your commemorative summer reading bookmark. Look out for bonus points hidden in your library or on the Brisbane Library social media. Claim your bonus entry from library staff.
Did you know that you can download the BNE Libraries app to manage your checkouts and holds, store your library card, get notifications when your holds arrive, and much more? Go to brisbane.qld.gov.au for more information.
Make a fresh start this new year by caring for the environment and connecting with like-minded people. There are 160 Habitat Brisbane groups across the city, and joining your local group is a great way to meet people, develop new skills, and support your local environment. You can also join a community-based catchment group to help improve the health of Brisbane's creeks. If you love the outdoors and want to keep mountain bike trails safe, fun, and sustainable, the Mount Coot Trail Care Program is for you. You can also volunteer at one of our local environment centres to learn more about Brisbane's plants and animals and how to care for them.
Looking to boost your health and meet new people in 2026? Our Active and Healthy program offers free or low-cost fitness activities across the city with something for everyone, no matter your age, ability or experience. From fun group classes like Zumba, Dance and Aqua Fitness, to Yoga and Tai Chi in the Growing Older and Living Dangerously program for seniors. It's the perfect chance to move more and enjoy Brisbane's great outdoors. With sessions held in local parks and community spaces, it's easy to join in. Visit Council's website to find a new activity near you today.
Make your Christmas both magical and sustainable with these top tips. Explore our website, What's On Calendar, for sustainable gift ideas, including markets for handmade gifts and craft events to make your own presents. Reduce gift-giving pressure by introducing Secret Santa instead of buying gifts for everyone. Adorn your table with plates, cutlery and glasses from Council's treasure troves. Why not use thrifted scarves for wrapping gifts? Prepare containers ahead of time, label them, and arrange leftovers in the order they need to be eaten. Ask your guests to bring take-home containers to reduce food waste. Compost food scraps by making the most of our compost rebate program or by joining your local community composting hub. Download the Brisbane Bin and Recycling app so you don't miss a collection, and use the handy A to Z guide for recycling tips. Council's four resource recovery centres are also open every day of the year.
We're celebrating the first birthday of a true Brisbane icon this month, the Kangaroo Point Bridge, which is transforming active travel and connecting our city like never before. More than 3.3 million trips have been taken over the 460-metre-long bridge since it opened, including 250,000 e-scooter, 450,000 bike, and 2.6 million pedestrian trips. The bridge has dedicated cycle and pedestrian paths, as well as two unique dining venues, Mulgabills and Stilts.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories, or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening, and have a great day living in Brisbane.